Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to be here again on this program.
Hallelujah.
God of our nation. And we are saying hello, Bulabinaka, to all the church members, all Christians, all our visitors, all the viewers that you are watching right now, whether in the television, wireless platform, or Facebook. In Fiji or overseas,
yeah,
we take this time to say Bulabinaka to you all
in the mighty Lord, name, yes,
of Jesus. A greeting especially to Australia, a new preaching point
in Tamworth.
Bulabinaka. We are saying Bulabinaka from the studio here in Turek in Suva, and we hope that the sharing, the preaching, the teaching from this studio will be very clear to you and also brings anointing,
yeah,
and also revelation knowledge.
And to all those of you in Australia division, thank you, Brisbane, Gold Coast, to Sydney, Melbourne, yeah, Griffiths, we have Hay, and
Wagga Wagga.
We say greetings all the way from Fiji to the Australia division. Thank you. Thank you, Tangasukani and Auntie Marama, and all the senior pastors and spouses,
yes,
all out there in the division of Australia. And also to New Zealand, we say Mbulavinaka, all the way from Fiji to all of you.
Yeah.
All the zones, starting from Napier to Taupo, right down to Rotorua, Tauranga, and not forgetting Auckland City and the North Shore, Auckland Central, as well as the city.
Yes.
And not forgetting the newly formed virtual zone. This is actually headed by Talangasi Philip Levenesinga and Auntie Anna. Thank you for the great job done. And we say greetings to all of you. The interesting part about this virtual zone, it has members from all over the world.
Yes.
So all of you that are logging in, that is the very first virtual zone for New Methodist. And we thank Talangasi Philip for initiating this zone. And we're looking forward. And we believe that you're all logging in and also part of the program this morning. And we say Bolivinaka also to USA, to Hawaii. We have Tangastukane and Auntie Nena, not forgetting Pastor Vika and Fatumu. We also remember Santa Rosa East. We have Tangastuvesi and Auntie Sylvia and Tangastuvesi Eleanor.
Bolivinaka.
And Santa Rosa West, we have Tangastuvesi Sisi Rondrondro. Thank you for all the hard work you continue to do and still doing. And we also remember Pastor Marion in Galivere, all the way in Sacramento. And not forgetting all our supporters all the way in Pennsylvania. We have the Wanganivalu family. Thank you so much for everything that you continue to do and support the ministry in every way that you do. And also special greetings we have to the Vanuatu division. Thank you, Tangasawa, with all your team, Vinaka Bakalebu. And we also remember the islanders. Central Division, we all having our mission Sunday today. I believe you already gear up and all placed in our zone, and also believing that you have all the PPEs done for this new normal that we have in front of us. So we say greetings to all the zones in the Central.
Yeah.
And we would like to say thank you to the Northern Division.
Thank you, Northern. Thank you very much for the
Youth
wonderful
for Christ, yeah.
Youth for Christ. I was surprised with the Kondrova in Sabu yesterday. Man, your youth is really growing. Not forgetting the Madhuata in Katonivere Crown.
Yeah.
And a special thanks to the Katonivere family for always put aside the Katonivere Crown. May the Lord continue to bless all the Katonivere family around Fiji and the world. Thank you for the big heart in putting Katonivere Ground special for New Methodist Christian Fellowship. And the senior pastors from Tabiuni, you came with a full force. Thank you for wonderful fellowship in Grand Eastern Hotel and also at Daku Resort last night. Continue to do that and you'll see
the
grow of the church. Not forgetting the beautiful catering.
Okay, as always, thank you, Northern. Well known for your simple little dishes with everything that you continue to do, and never forgetting anyone. Thank you for that great offering you always do.
We were really blessed with the anointing, the power, and the presentation.
Naka, big vinakavakalewa to all the regional coordinators for Northern. Vinakavakalewa, we came down to meet the Uni, my law, Tunula, Nakavale, came to my Sabu, Kalibanabi, Naka, we came down to my Nriketi, Bakatala, Kin, we came to my Mboa, Vinakavakalewa, Nakanabingravi, Nondongotuk, Nondongotuki, Meneswana, Nakavale, Vikorokoro, Tikurvita, Menabi, Enyano, Mena Northern, Vinakavakalewa, Vikorokor and Dindua, Kimnipakalinga, Nakamunimbulakina, Meroni Mivaya, and the song of Kimimimimangarab and the Singapakarai. And also we would like to say greetings to all of you that are actually worshiping through your worship centers. That goes for all other regions that are not on Mission Sunday today. You are already geared up with your worship centers. And also to those of you that are just worshiping as a family, all the way at home, ready to serve God this morning with all that you have. And a special greeting we would like to mention today to those of you who do not belong to any denomination, nor do you believe in God, but you're stuck with the screen. You sort of like have your coffee, like Abara always say, you may not believe in God that we serve, but somehow, you know, religiously every Sunday, because you hang over from the night before, smoking away, having a black coffee, try to, you know, help you this morning. And whatever that you're doing this morning, we would like to acknowledge your presence and also the time taken for you to listen in today.
Also take this time to thank and say hello to all the government workers, especially from the top right up to
from the all workers. The ministers and their families.
You always support, always encourage. Every morning with a message, Bible verses. We take this time. Thank you very much for all the ministers, all the permanent secretaries, all the CEO that you are tuning live and also giving feedback of this program, that you are giving positive feedback, and you always sit as a family to watch this program. From us, from the ministry, we say thank you very much for always watch this program.
Yes. And lastly, to some family who have also given their feedback, who don't go to church at all, but you have been following us and also preparing your Holy Communion every Sunday at home. We take this time to also say greetings to you and thank you for that heart to at least commit this time to worship together as a family.
Hallelujah.
As always, we have our program, and it's called the Kingdom Economics, or Against All Odds. Not everyone has gotten out of their odds at the moment. We still have a lot of people still struggling. Maybe some of you have improved from what you were or what you have been going through since the pandemic struck the world. And some of us are sort of like gone backwards, like gone deeper into our need. We received a feedback last week from one of our friends back in the Western. And she mentioned before when it happened, they were laid off, they were home, but they were called in at least 1 or 2 days a week. And, you know, certain days for them to come and work or certain hours, and at least they can still get something from the company that they work for. But now it's sort of like gotten worse. They've been, some of them have been, you know, laid off completely with nothing at all coming in. So as you're listening in today, your situation may be different from the one sitting next to you, or maybe your situation will be different from people around you, or maybe different from the nation that is out there, apart from Fiji. And whatever it is, but today, we would like to give you a message of hope that we've been sharing, because this program actually started during COVID-19. And, you know, it's a program to help you to fight the current that you have, not to accept the situation that you're in, to rise above it. When you rise above it, you will need the power of God, and you will totally be reliant on God to be able to do that. And that goes for anyone who believes, and goes for anyone who believe in God or who choose God to be their personal savior. So We've actually taken you through all areas. Gasilevo has specifically shared with us on the conditions that we need to create. We can't vakarita tiko kwa na kind of donament the cover. Na mai na samendua na nanda ngole telme na na valvala da ngole telme na vika kede and the killer can the vakatara taratu na nanda bula menda ngole telme kina. Eleven the conditions eleven ne valvala nimbula kenda na visa utaka me rauni nda vakarota kana na londa na ngonda na nanda bula me rauni yado vikende me kina na vivarote kini klo. Kwa eleven ka esengani one way me kero kachungani na you know that by listening or by hearing, it's going to automatically happen to you. No, you need to stand, embrace, and every altar call, stand there and ask God to help you to move away from the current situation that you were in that may not be the right condition for God to work in your life. So there are conditions that we've been taking you, and we have prayed over the virtual ordainment of children. And next Sunday, we will be having the virtual online...
Holy matrimony.
Holy matrimony. So these are areas, or these are things. But God, through His Holy Spirit, will help you and also guide you.
For those of you that are staying together and you have
a marriage certificate.
And you haven't gone through the holy matrimony. Next week, at this time, we will go through holy matrimony. You just have to send to us the copy of your government marriage certificate. And then we can do your holy matrimony. These are some of the things that will close the door of the devil to steal or cut off the blessings, because living a holy life, husband and wife, that is one of the conditions of receiving God's blessing.
Yeah.
You want to go through against all odds, then we need to clean up some of our areas. We can't just continue to go to church, listening to preaching, because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
So when we do these things which we're supposed to do, child ordainment, holy matrimony, staying together, having unity as a couple. These are the conditions that calls the blessings in our life. Against all odds, I want to testify what happened this morning. Against all odds, we left Sabu about 9 o'clock last night. And we left Nambuwalu coming here. And the program 8 to 9, which is Power in the Word, we're supposed to be here. Now, somehow we struck a weather with a very strong wind and the turbulence or rough seas in the Blywaters. We call it Watuira Passage. And somehow either quickened there our travel from Nambuwalu to Natovi. But when we came to Natovi, there's already a spirit of love birth in the jetty, and then the spirit of harmony coming from Oborau. So when the boat that we are coming on, which is, I think it's Joseph, belongs to Uganda Shipping, Lomaibiti. That means after that spirit of love, and then we'll attend to spirit of harmony than us. And it was 6:30 to travel from Natobi right up to my TV. It will take about 50, 55 minutes. Hallelujah.
Drive
to, and to follow every road. Yeah, every road rules. Somehow, I knew that we'll be running late. So it just happened that we were anchored a few meters from the jetty. And I was thinking what to do. I was thinking of another pastor to take over at 8 to 9. Somehow, there was a fiberglass boat the serpent to be coming along. So we ask the captain whether we can get off first, and we'll ask that fiber glass anchored next to the jetty to come and pick us. Then it just happened that when we asked the captain, he approved. We called the people in the jetty to talk to the fiberglass owner, and they all approved against all odds. When we asked the Taltalangase, who will brought our vehicle later, he said they were berthed at the jetty at 7:45. That time, 7:45, we already passed Makoi. Against all odds.
Hallelujah.
When you have the will, God will provide the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we left Sabsabu last night, I was praying and I was believing that I'll be standing here at 8 to 9 power in the word to serve the people. And I was sharing last night in Sabsabu, encouraging the senior pastors and the pastors that New Methodist is called to serve the people with the word of God.
Amen.
As we stand here, we are trying to serve you as good as possible, to the best of our ability to serve you. The sharing, our testimony, and the word of God that will teach you. We believe this is our calling, to serve you with the word of God. And when we desire to serve you, I believe God will give the lesson and the testimony and the anointing to serve you wherever you are. Whatever denomination you belong to, or even you don't believe in God.
Yeah.
But I believe slowly you will trust in what we are sharing, because it's reality and it's very practical, and it'll be for you to follow what we share, because it is a living testimony. And it's not something in the Bible. It's actually what we face, just like this morning. When you have the will, God will provide the way.
Hallelujah. You need to completely trust and believe in God. Like most of us, let me be kind of a carong to make the salo to Macawa, and the wrong of the non on the tumutumbu, don't get system in the sakilatiko na kalo, and the wrong of the coyote. A little bit kenda, and the tikumina coro, a sonongona bakai sona kai tarana nominimbula, very limited number no kemini rawani, tormekin and a bebuke, yenikua, nakalo kirvina katamikiro was such a weekend, kwe kaloni via sana kidanga, kalo weekend and a tikumina coro,
omnipresent,
a weekend and a tikuitaoni, a weekend and an aronika and the tikumabuna liba, a weekend the talanga and the vakasanga nambuka, kwe kaloni ni kawatamata kidanga, kaloni via sana kidanga, in the matakanikua, kirvina katamikiro vakaungetika, when the vakabota nakalo, we need to completely trust and believe in God. We need to believe in Him completely, not half. To challenge you today, what is the percentage of your trust in God? 100%, like everything, you trust God for everything, or is it partly only some of the things you trust God, but some of the things you still trust your own resources, or maybe you hardly, maybe 0%? When these things doesn't really work, and then you will turn to God.
Yes.
So a little weekend, and then you're in a category, and then a bit whether you are 100%, you are 80 to 90%, or you are 70 to 80%, or even 50%, half and half. Half of the things of your life you trust God, half of the things of your life you still trust in the finances or other sources that comes by your way. Or like what I mentioned earlier, some of us don't even trust in God completely. It's like, you know, silly to trust in something that you don't really understand and know. But we can, and the New Methodist, and we are always emphasizing to you that when you trust in God, you completely believe in Him. You may be working, getting your salary on this end. Don't look at your salary to be the thing to support you or to be the only source. No, you completely trust in God. Because when you're working, you know, when you God will allow the same salary you're getting for you to be able to achieve greater things and more things out of this small salary, and give you the wisdom to manage well. If we can, that we have been affected, like what we've mentioned earlier today, you have lost your job, or maybe the hours of your work have gone down, or maybe there's no money coming in at all. So whichever category you're sitting in, we would like to emphasize to you today that you need to completely trust and believe in God.
Hallelujah.
You need to believe in God. Just believe in Him. And it's not something that we can make you to do, but it's something that we can encourage you to do, but something that only you can do, which means that you need to decide in your heart that I will believe in God, or I will trust in God. We were sharing in the Eastern, you know, sorry, where we were at last Sunday. You know, certain things you look here, you know, practically you look in, there's nothing there. Or there's no food to serve to your children or cook. There's no chicken in the freezer. Or there's no crops for you to cook, or no rice. In the physical sense, you're looking, there's nothing. You're right, because you cannot see what is not there. But by believing in God and trusting in God, you believe, whatever you believe that this God will provide. Out of the nothing you're looking at, God will provide. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that you walk by faith, not by sight, by faith. You live by believing, not by seeing. So you believe, you live every day by believing it's going to be okay, by believing my children's going to eat, by believing my bills are going to be paid, you believe. Because when you live by believing without seeing, don't allow your eyes in the physical to, you know, to give you doubt and to be a stifling block on what you can achieve in God. You need to believe, like what I said, ke dava karovit matakaniko, elebuna kai tikwa politiko iko kilaviko nisenga na soni bili mortgage, maybe your payments for your car, your home, a lot of personal loan that you're still paying off. So when this pandemic strike, all these bills is so overwhelming because it's not enough money coming your way to be able to handle that. Or maybe now you are on a one payroll. So whatever it is that you're feeling, I will need you as we stand here today. Get all those things done and face the reality to get it all and, you know, place it before God today and tell God, I need you to help me and I need you to fix me. We are good. I'm okay. No, you're not okay. If you're not okay, don't be ashamed. I'm not okay. Don't be ashamed for you to say, I owe money to somebody or I'm still doing my payments. No, don't be ashamed. You come before God and you tell God, Lord, I cannot handle this. I've got bills that is so overwhelming. It's actually taking out everything that I have and I don't have enough to live. Today will be your day. I will need you to approach God in a different way today, because when you have your Holy Communion, you're making a covenant with this God, because He is a covenant keeping God. He's going to guide you and lead you and direct you. You know, the things that you cannot even imagine, He can allow to happen in your life. And it's unfathomable. I would like to share a little bit on our family. When Gaselevu resigned way back in 2005, that's when he resigned to go. We still have a daughter of ours still in New Zealand studying. We have two of our children still going to private school. Like I always mentioned, they were attending a school with a Christian school in Nasosa in Nandi. And it's nearly 1,500 a term. So in a year, for each one of them, it's about 6,000. And we have that for our family. We have our four-wheel drive still on payment. And we have our home still on payment with home finance. And our four-wheel drive was on payments with BSP. I would like to share this with you because that was our COVID-19 then. But God did miraculously something that only He can do. I would like to bring it close. And today, like, I was really burdened to come and share with you because it may be your current now, what was our past, or 2005 years ago. That's about 15 years ago. And that's the thing that I was led this morning by the Holy Spirit to come and share with you. So for you to take those steps and start working towards it. You know, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible with God, according to the truth of His word in Luke 1:37. So what we did, when he went and he resigned, that left me with my own payroll to look after all these bills, look after my children in school. And not only that, we had about 40-plus mission boys, and we had 20-plus mission girls. Apart from this mission, we had more than 10 children. Boys and girls that actually live at home from broken homes or from homes they've been chased off from, and they grew up at home. They go to school every day. So we have these children at home. We have the mission girls. We have the mission boys. And we have my two children in a private school. And we have my other daughter all the way in New Zealand. And we have the mortgage for our four-wheel drive and also the mortgage for our home. I want to share this with you because my story, or our story, would be the same as yours. You maybe either have the whole lot as I'm sharing today, or maybe only one of the points that I'm sharing today, or maybe half what we had then in 2005. So he came out and he was just doing God's work from island to island. And apart from that, like one of the testimony that I was sharing, then he called from the island, the boat fare for cutting people around, or for mission boys coming in, or mission girls coming in to be recruited and coming all the way from the northern. And he'll be calling for those. The church was very small then because it started off as a family, very small. We hardly have people that are working. I think maybe two or three families that work. They were part of the church. Most of them were just youth. And most of the finances of the church for the basic start in 2002, as we started, I think for a good 10 years, the church lived on our salary, lived on my salary, to be honest, after he left. So, and that was how we lived and how we have sacrificed for everything. Our home was our home, mission home, cooking home, church at the porch. And I'm sharing this because, like what I said, you may be going through something that you want to give up. Don't give up yet, because your God hasn't finished with you yet, or he hasn't even started with you yet. So you need to be still and know that there is a God, like he says in Psalm 46:10. You know, be still and know that I am God. I shall be exalted among the nation, and I shall be exalted upon the earth. You need to completely trust in him. So what I used to do, I used to get email home finance and get the balance. Ask my husband what is the balance at BSP, because he was the one who did that at Colonial then. And even my brother was a manager for a Colonial then, for BSP in Lotoka for a while. And after he left, I believe after 1 year, he called me one day, and I know he doesn't go to church. He must be watching. I bet you can share him the story. So he called, and then he said, I've noticed that Atu is no longer getting his pay. And I said, oh, he already left his job. And I said, what happened? Not because of you two's loan. He's here in the bank. And I said, yes, I know. And he said, I don't want to be sitting here for your four-wheel drive to be taken, or for the bailiff to come and you know, take your car, because you cannot pay. And I don't want that. And I said, look, you don't have to worry about it. It's never going to happen. And, you know, like in the physical, I mean, I'm sharing with you, because normally that's what we think. You know, if it's not going to happen, I mean, there's no money coming in. But we believe, and we completely trust in God. And that's why we are telling you today, you need to completely believe and trust that there is a God who is alive. And his name is Jehovah. And he is your God. Don't serve him because it's Sunday, or don't just call him because you are in trouble. No, he needs to be a daily part of your life. He needs to be part of your life. Whether you like it or not, you need to have him as part of your life. So I used to email and get all these balances. All I do was getting all the balance and writing it on my book, right? Or I copy, print the email, cut it out, paste it on my book, and I circle the amount. Okay. So I try to think, if I'm doing the payment, whether it's affecting the payment, whether it's going down, whether my balance is going down. And most of the time, I'm just paying the interest. Like, the balance takes so long to go down. And sometimes it gets so frustrating, thinking that after a month or after 2 months, like, the balance will really go down. But it doesn't, because of the interest that is involved. And that becomes my life. I continue to monitor that. But it's amazing what God did. Out of the blue, we had a couple that visited. And this couple, we had about two couples who came in. That's when Joe Galea and Anna came in with Pastor David and his wife Maria. We came, and we were at the Sukuna Park. The mission were taking part. It was a very rainy day, and we were sitting under this big tree. I remember that photograph taken. And they were doing the item. My son was there, Elijah, and he is one of them going to the private school with that fee. And he was dancing with the mission. And this is item with the mission they used to do. We can do sarava. Na yalo tamu. Ni ngona rada kama kini randa voi na nagel. Ni soso vakata singaya na Sukuna Park. Gingi na soso. I mean, that's normal for them. Item is an item. Dry or wet, item is an item. And that was normal. So as we sat there watching, one of the ladies turned to me and she said, is that your son? I said, yeah, that's my son. He joins the mission for item, or he stays with the mission when it's the school holiday. So we came back, two or three days later, one of these ladies emailed me, and then she said, I don't know, but when I got back to Australia, I was very convicted. I want to know where your son goes to school. And I said, oh, he attends this Christian school. It's a private school with his sister. And then I asked her, why is it that you ask? And then she said, I would like to to invest on your son and pay for his 1 year schooling. You know, that was new to me then. When she emailed and I emailed back and I said, "You sure?" And she said, when I was watching him doing the dancing, I was really convicted. The Lord just spoke to me for me to pay for his 1 year fee. And I got to school, went to the school, and it's based in the source, so get out the invoice, and I emailed it back to her. And that's how one of my students, one of my, you know, my children, with a fee paid. And for the house, the last time that I checked the balance was $68,000, and then it went down to $65,000. And one of those nights, we have also visitors to our home. I was trying to, you know, play host to them with the space that we have. And because our house has sort of like overcrowded, we were sleeping in the lounge area for nearly 2 to 3 years. And because our lounge, I have converted it to be the church and the production office where we do all our DVD, we do everything up there. So the only space that we still have is our kitchen and the dining table. And next to the dining table is when we have the bookshelf. And down there is where we have our comforter and sleep there for about 2 to 3 years. Well, that's one of those nights. And that night we were still talking away and everything. So I decided to go to bed early. And I said, okay, I'm hitting bed early. And I lay down. And then one of the guests turned and he said, you know, we don't mind. You can go to your room and go and rest. It's okay. We'll go from here. And I said, no, it's okay. This is actually my bed. People just continue and I'll sleep from here. And that was it. So a week later, this guest of ours emailed and then he said, I don't know. I was really burdened when I was sitting there. I thought you were joking at one point when you say that you sleep there. But when your husband turned to me and said that you've been sleeping like that for the last 2 to 3 years, you know, he was really touched. And, you know, how God worked. So a month later, he wired $100,000 for us to pay off our home, which we did. We paid off our home. And the other testimony on the four-wheel drive was his testimony on how we were doing Esther fasting and all sorts of fasting for God to help us with all those things. And we were doing visitation. So for those of you, we can't live any lot. We can't live any lot. We can't live any Methodist. So says some sort of lot tell us so. Na no mo zaka zaka ni klo. Kiba kai ko zaka zaka chikun dono bono. Eti ko na no mitabi no mo bono ni lot. Iko talo talo beka se ko. Eti ko na no mitabi no mo sang sang lot. Kiro kiro iko. Ngaraba matua. Na no mitabi. Kiba kai iko ndo sa samaki. Ngaraba matua. Kiba kai iko ndo webu kiba no mo talo talo. Ngaraba matua. We can't live any lot. We can't Methodist. Kiba kai no mitabi na baka sang kabir remission. Ngaraba matua. No mitabi na basic ko na buki lulu kena baka rawai. Garama matua. The kama mandanga makavina kana itavi. Kwa nyutiki koki na nakalo na no mitutu and alomani sang sangaloti ko bin garavikina. And when you do that, when you know completely, just do that. But at the kavikian then the Proverbs 3:5-6. Man the kakua, you know, do not trust in your own understanding. You need to trust in God. You need to rely in God. And in all your ways acknowledge Him. What ways? In all your ways. What ways? The ways of your life, the ways of your living, the way you talk, the way you live. In all your ways, you acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. And not only that, you know, in Hebrews 13:5-6, it says, keep away from the love of money. Don't just do things because you love the money that is going to come in it, or the money that you're going to get out of it. No, you keep away from the love of money because God said, be happy, be content with what you have. Because He says, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So if you're listening today, like to my story that I've just shared with you, I will need you before the end. I hope that you have a book in front of you. If you don't, get a piece of paper, get your book, and get a pen. I need you to write down, what mortgage do you have? The car you still pay? What house do you have? Are you still paying your mortgage, or are you paying your rent, or you know, there's an agreement, whatever, on how you're living, whatever bills. They can be a loan, or they can be certain things. I need you to write it down. Not until you write it down on a page and for you to have a look at it, then you will know realistically this is who I am and this is what I need to fix. Don't live assuming that everything is okay. No, you write it down and you take it to God every day. It's amazing on how God will allow and make things happen individually to everybody that are listening today in His own way, in His own way, you know, in His own way. The amazement about it, it's nothing to do with you. It's all to do with God. So I will need you today, as we go through our program, I will need you to completely do that. And also for today's program, we will run until 12 o'clock. So don't close your TV or don't shut it off by 11:30. We will continue until 12 noon today. And I believe God has given given us that extra time for us to be, you know, really well-rooted. And when you come approaching God, you know exactly. And I need you to trust God. We need you to write it down. Don't run away from it. Don't try and ignore it. No, you need to. Because amazingly, somebody can email you, or somebody will call you, or somebody will vibe you and tell you, you know, I know that you're doing that. I'm led, you know, to help you. What is the balance? When the questions was coming to me on what is the balance, I'm willing to, what is the balance? I had my balances all available. Why? Because as I was paying, I didn't just rely on the stakeholders' report. No, I do my own reporting and I do my own calculation. I make sure that what I'm paying is exactly what I, you know, it's reflected on the payment that I do. So don't just trust the stakeholders to do it for you. You need to step up and do it yourself. You need to take ownership of what you're going through and know when you're paying how much it has gone down to. Don't just leave it as it is. Take ownership, because you'll be amazed at what God will do to the totally different story. And amazingly, maybe after today, we will get to hear testimonies and stories on how God has met your list today. So I'll give this time to Gaselevo.
The Bible says, greater is the one who is in you.
Amen.
And the one out there in the world. Number two, with God, nothing is impossible.
Hallelujah.
Number three, I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me.
Amen.
I'm just sharing these three Bible verses because when God said that I come to give life.
Hallelujah.
And life abundantly, you need to understand the scope of what God can do in your
Hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Everything. When he said, I am the life. That means your food.
Amen.
Your clothes, your shelter, and what you need is all in life.
Hallelujah.
That is life. When he said, I come to give life and life abundantly.
Amen.
What does that mean? I look after your food, I will look after your clothes, and I look after your shelter.
Hallelujah.
Just like her testimony, our stories. 65,000. For our house to be cleared. That's what God can do.
Amen.
So when he said, he declares in John 10, verse 10, when I come, I give life.
Hallelujah.
What is life? The basic needs. The basic needs. The food on the table.
Amen.
The clothes on your back.
Hallelujah.
And the roof over your head.
Yeah.
So when he said, I come to give life, don't just look at life. Because you will always become theoretical in the classroom. It's only up here. When you talk about clothes, oh, I will wear. When you talk about food, oh, I will eat. When you talk about the roof over your head, oh, the house.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said, I come to give life. And life abundantly.
Amen.
Oh, my friend, if you can only believe that this man, Jesus is the one that we're talking today, the one that we believe, the one that caused us to resign.
Hallelujah.
I resigned in 2005. 7 years later, she resigned in 2012. So we are standing here talking about this man who has everything.
Hallelujah.
So when he said, I come to give life, that's exactly. Life is the material thing.
Amen.
That we enjoy every day. Every day. So when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is the condition of that life. What is life? Food, drink, clothes.
Amen.
And shelter. So when he talk about life, he's talking about the very basic things, the physical things that you need to live this life.
Amen.
It will not fall from heaven.
Yeah.
Not fall from heaven. It not will come from the sea or come down in the Naitasiri River. No, the people around you, God will use them again to give you because he can do all things. God can do all things because you believe.
Hallelujah.
That's why the angel told Mary, Mary, what is impossible with man, it's possible with God.
Amen.
Can I say number two? Number two is this. Jesus declared that he is the light. That means he has the knowledge. Light means knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Something that show you the way, show you where you go, show you who you are, because you are in the light.
Amen.
We are in the light in this studio. So you can see us. and we can see us in the screen. So when Jesus said that he is the light of the world,
hallelujah,
as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
That means all the knowledge that you have, don't trust your knowledge. Don't trust what you think you know. We must trust in the one that will show the knowledge to us. She just quote Bible verse from Proverbs chapter
5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. You know why? Because our knowledge is foolish to the foolishness of God. And we know there's no foolishness of God.
Hallelujah.
Our wisdom is still foolish to the foolishness of God. So regardless of what we attain, we respect what we attain, diploma, certificate, degree, master's, or whatever. But the Bible says that the wisdom of man is still lower, is still foolish to the foolishness of God.
Hallelujah.
So when he's talking about life, he's talking about the physical things. When he's talking about he's the light of the world, he's talking about knowledge. He's talking about what we can think and put into our mind, not to waste time in trusting with our hands, with our strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we must continue to trust in God. My friend that you are watching, church that you are watching, brothers and sisters, NCF that you are watching, trust in God.
Hallelujah.
As I said, when we were coming, I was trusting in God. I was trusting in God. Even though the weather changed in the middle of Blywaters or Watera Passage, I was trusting in God. I'll be standing here at 8 to 9. I trust in God. Even though we were number 3 to dock the jetty at Natobi, I was trusting in God. I did not rely on my knowledge. I was just trusting in God. We were trusting in God. We were trusting in God. That's why I left. I asked her, the Lord has burned my heart to leave my job. Hallelujah. If someone need to leave the job, it will be her. But because we trust in God, my friend, you trust in God. It's like a tree by the rivers. Fruit in season.
Hallelujah.
And the leaves will never get wither. Whatever he or she touches, it will happen. Hallelujah. So when he said, I am life, he is real life.
Hallelujah.
Life abundantly, overflow. I was sharing last night in Samsam to the senior pastors and pastors. I used to buy fish. I'm from the island of Namukelau in Lao. I love buying fish. I can buy $50, $70, just come home, just fill the fridge with fish. But I believe the last time I buy fish like that was back in 2012. Fish just coming home. Hallelujah. Fish just coming home. Or if not, if I go to Manolip, fish will come to Grand Eastern. Fish will come to Samsau. If I go to Lotoka or Nandi, fish will come. Why? He said, I come to give life and life abundantly. I came to Suba with 3 white shirt and 2 khaki trousers in a empty carton, beer carton is my suitcase. Imagine that. 3 white shirt, 2 khaki trousers in a carton as my bag. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You need to believe in God. You need to trust in God. And maybe for those of you who are students who have done their exam this week, the prayers that we've been putting out is for the children. And next week is the last week of school, and then we're going to go on a 1-week break. Bekemani nangoni boli ne bakaronga tiko na mataka nikuwa ni lewe ni loti chukume kama lomani zone lewe ni loti chukume na worship center sekemani ne bakaronga tiko mbali wakatala kini bekemani ne tiko yani natondo ku KVT esonda bunifu ni ndambi chukiki ne nikuwa tiko kemani bakani lama tarotaro reda kaku ni kubaka nuinga na masuki na loti ni na mutake na namuna. Don't just rely on your parents' knowledge and parents' connection with God. You need to raise your level of faith and believe that this God can hear you.
Hallelujah.
And hear your heart as you pray today.
Oh,
so when you come and approach, when we have Holy Communion today, I would like all of you that are in the 8th year grade, vekemunikeve na kalasiwalu tikokeve viti raramba kalasiwalu tovako nikolako vekemaini nake nagona me holy community kine sikongunu waini vakam bauta na mata nielomu na korribuli vabe kolako kina vienabunu kusasasangati kiko kina na vitarongi kusanda bedhoti meadharuma mengona singabaka rombuka ina nomu ni ndui ndui korribuli vakam bauta. You believe in your heart that I'm going to this school, God is going to help me to this school, God is going to give me the marks for this school, God is going to be my salvation for this school. You need, don't rely on your knowledge, don't trust on your own understanding. No, you trust in God, trust allow in God. We were actually having a devotion and I was telling, Othaniel is in class 8, he's actually going on to form 3. And every day, as we have devotion, I'm always telling Othaniel, you need to believe in your heart. You need to trust in your heart and completely trust in your heart for that placement that you're looking for. And don't just trust on your own understanding. You trust God. Yeah. I know you're good. You get 80s, you get 90s in your exam from school. I don't want you to rely on those marks from school. I need you to trust in the living God, because he's going to do that for you. Trust and that goes God. For every children that are listening in today. You're going on to Form 3. I would like you today to be part of the Holy Communion, to stand there, because some of you have set your test until Friday. And you're all done from primary school to go for your school break from next week on Friday. I need you to stand in faith and believe with us. For high school, for Maris, we still have those Form 4 students at home. For Joshua and Carlos, their exams still go on until next Thursday. So it can be some of you, you're still having your exams or your tests that you still have to do until next week. And yesterday, we actually took a walk. Every Saturday morning, we always go to the seawall with the whole family. Grandchildren from the eldest right up to the youngest. And it's always a good time for us to walk and pray. And I always tell them, when you walk, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say things out to God that you don't want anyone else to hear. It's just between you and God. And it has been a very fulfilling Saturdays. So yesterday, after we did our walk, because we wanted to stay back a bit, and we went to buy breakfast to come back and have breakfast there at the seawall. And I asked my grandchildren, okay, ask what you people want for breakfast. And Joshua turned and he said, no, I'm fasting. Oh, okay. You're fasting until what time? So he mentioned his time. I said, you have a program. He said, I want to fast now until I finish my exam on Thursday, then I will eat normal again. And, when we went to buy breakfast, and I want to share that and bring it close to you, wherever you're listening from, I don't force my children to go on fasting. I don't tell them, you must fast or you do that. No, I want them to desire it from their heart, because when they're doing it out of their desire, then it's more genuine to God, other than them just doing it because I'm telling them to do that. So you need to put aside, if you are in high school or primary school, if you can, please try and fast and have this a closeness in the relationship with God, to completely trust in God that he's going to do that. And last time when we have a devotion, we didn't have any word. I just told them, we're going to have prayer today. And I allocated my grandchildren to be the word, the voice of our prayer to God. And I must thank God, in everything. Because I have one of my grandson, Israel. He's an RHD patient. And I continue to believe that one day when he goes for his checkup, he's going to be completely healed. So every time I go to the seawall, I'm always mentioning his name. And so last night I gave it to him and I said, Israel, today you will pray for the healing for our family. You will pray for your heart. You will pray for our life. Pray for Pa and pray for Othaniel's collarbone and everything. You have to pray for our healing. So as you teach them to pray, and children, when you're listening in today, like what I said, kakuninda wa warakinana tunga keta, oikuma waka bauta na mati nelomu, wasa wana nomu kalau, masu vei kwae, waka bauti kwae, bleta na nomu kalau kwae kalondo ronga masu. Nanga waka roti kiko tiko na nomu kuribuli mena mbaki katarawa, kena kaiku lako durumu tiko. Nobody else will do that for you, only God. Wekeminine chukumiyani anu. Sambeka wekeminine dono mwenye lako na kuribuli maisuba, se mwenye lako tala na kuribuli mbeka ila kemba, se nebi kuribuli tali so, etiku kena na high school. Ona kere kena, na bunoza mga yiku, nama chukumiyani nomu yani anu, waka bota na nomu kalo, ni kwesa waka ruta katal tu na nomu singa ni mata. We need to completely trust in God. And I would like us, as we have our Holy Communion today, that's for the children, because they're sitting on their knee, they're sitting on their, for adults. Abe kena na marama, but kena turanga, ivale. Like what I said, I was like, how to make it on the billion, the summer, get to on the matavale. Well, when going to canivay bula, when I go to the chicken gori matamu, now a team on the tonalum, a canivay singer, non retol cana, non retol la quay bully, na kake the ballet and non retumble in the visinga, come on the guy, to ne labo, a tornengo, a torn the resources. Quatalanga, you can a tornicua, now when you go making in the Holy Communion, now when the Holy Communion can, Kawana no maklo, you bring it to the Lord in prayer, believing and receiving that He will give you the wisdom. It can be something little at home, but it's amazing how God we're going to be using the very small thing that you have at home to feed your family and actually, you know, help your family for the week or help your family for the fortnight or for the month, because you are beginning to trust in God. You believe in God. And then you lose it. No, you need to stay focused on God. For us to live by believing. Don't live by seeing. To walk by faith, not by sight. Don't just feel content and feel happy and feel good because you can see that something is coming. No, you feel good. It's going to be good because you have faith that He is there for you.
Hallelujah. We are about to go through our Holy Communion. Very, very important for us to understand the beauty about Holy Communion and the significance about the Holy Communion. When we stand and partake the bread and when we partake the wine, it's something that is very unique according to Jesus. He left us with this, to do this.
Amen.
He commanded us to do this. He said, when you do this, remember me.
Hallelujah.
So when we are partaking the bread and then later with wine, Jesus is standing there with you. If you are sitting down, He's sitting with you.
Hallelujah.
And He's standing here with us because we are standing. He said, I'll be with you until the end of time. So we'll partake the bread and then we'll partake the wine and we will pray, because that prayer will also, the prayer that is requested to pray for all the spirit out there. So let us come together and partake the bread. The Bible says when they finish with the bread, He poured out the wine and said, this is my blood. It's poured out for you. This is my new covenant. Always do this in remembrance of me. So let us partake together. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the bread. Represent your body.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the wine. It represents your blood. We are so thankful, but we are so blessed this morning.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
That we can stand and partake,
yes,
what you promise or command for us to do. And we receive the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
And we receive the knowledge. We receive the wisdom.
Yes, Father.
We receive the authority and power, because that's your commandment.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
So today, in the name of Jesus,
oh, hallelujah,
we command all those demonic activities
in Jesus' name
to be cast out from all those that are standing with us.
In Jesus'
those
name.
Who are believing with us.
Yes, Father.
Those who are partaking with us.
Yes, Jesus.
Get out. I command
hallelujah.
You, demon, to get out. Get
in
out
Jesus
of their life.
Name.
Get out, because your place is the lake of fire.
In Jesus'
I
name.
I command you to leave every young man, to leave every young woman, to
in
leave
Jesus
every
name.
Man and woman, to leave every family, right now,
in
Jesus'
name.
Name. In Jesus' name, I command you to get out. Spirit of rebellion, spirit of sickness,
or leave in Jesus' name.
Get out in Jesus'
oh, hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
The spirit that you bring every condemnation,
in Jesus
every
name. Leave our children.
Depression
leave every
and
family.
Anger, I bind
every
you right now.
In Jesus' name.
Get out in Jesus' name. You got no place in the temple.
Oh, hallelujah.
Of God. I pray over couples that they are fighting,
yes,
disagreement,
oh,
or revenge. I bind the
yes,
spirit of
Jesus
anger,
name.
The spirit of revenge, I bind it right now and cast it to the lake of fire. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we receive healing into the body.
In Jesus' name.
Receive healing to the mind.
Yes, Father.
Receive healing to the soul. To the soul right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, that we partake the wine and the bread this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
With power and authority.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
With power and authority.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
So we step on scorpion snakes. We cast out every them. Demonic forces and every demon in Jesus' name.
Oh,
get
hallelujah.
Out of our school children. Get out of our young boys and our young girls. Get out of the youth in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I command you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we also pray for couples.
Yes, Father.
That they are separated and they want to come back. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father. We
You'll provide the way. You'll provide the heart.
Every family,
You'll
oh,
provide
God.
The willingness
yes,
and the forgiveness, the acceptance, oh Lord. You will
Lord.
Heal all those hurt.
In Jesus
you will
name.
Heal all those brokenness scattered as peace. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will put them whole again this wonderful morning. I pray, Father God, for our students, for our school children.
Yes,
they
Father.
Are sitting as examiners.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you
thank
for the wisdom.
For
thank you for the knowledge.
Oh, thank you,
thank
the
you for the God. Those that will go
in
to secondary
Jesus.
School.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will provide.
Yes, you will
because
way,
you are
Lord.
God.
You will make a way.
You will make a way when there's no way.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will open the door
yes,
because
Father.
You are the door.
Yes, in
we
Jesus
thank you
name.
For the God today.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for this time as
oh,
we
hallelujah.
Partake Holy Communion.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for its power.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father, for its anointing.
Oh, thank you for your intelligence and knowledge and wisdom into their
thank
lives.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
As
thank
we come
you,
here
Spirit.
This morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for this program,
oh,
Gods
thank
of our nation.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the family. Thank you for the zone. Thank you for the
yes,
pastors
Lord,
that they
the
sponsor.
Request, oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in Jesus
thank
name.
You, Father God, for all those
oh,
that are looking to this
name.
Program
oh, Father,
as their only
you.
Church, the only time that
in
they
Jesus
worship
name.
You. I pray, Father God, that it continue to be a power of strength,
oh, hallelujah.
Power of healing and restoration to all those people out
yes,
there.
We commit the
those that
Lord,
have
yes, Lord,
no church,
Jesus name.
Those that they don't belong
yes,
to any
in
church,
Jesus
those
name.
They can't join any church
oh,
because of something that happened.
Yes,
I
Father.
Pray in the name of Jesus
oh,
that this television
you.
Station
yes,
will
oh,
become
Father,
a source
Lord.
Of hope,
yes.
A source of
in
strength,
Jesus name.
A source of knowledge
in
to
Jesus
people
name.
Out there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father
oh,
God, for this morning.
Father,
thank
you,
you Father.
Lord, Father.
All those prayer requests
yes,
that
Lord.
Will be coming.
Yes, Lord.
All those prayer requests
oh,
will be coming.
On every list
thank you, Father
Lord,
God.
All over
those
the
that are written
globally,
down.
Oh,
those that are already
yes,
planned
oh,
to send.
Breathe on
we
it
thank
breath
you, Father God,
God,
this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the answer.
We speak.
Oh,
blessings
Father,
into
yes,
their life.
Favor over those prayers, Father.
Father, we also
in
commit
Jesus
the program
name.
Next week.
Oh, thank you, Holy
the
Spirit.
The holy matrimony.
Thank
you,
Father
God, for the opportunity. Maybe some people are searching for a time such as this.
Yes, oh, Father.
For them that they can come to a
oh,
screen
hallelujah.
And they conduct their holy matrimony without any busy schedule of this world, any protocol of this world, or any ritual of this world. Thank you, Father God, that the door that you'll open, no one can close. So we commit the program next week.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for this program. Thank you for my television. And we thank you for all those that are tuning live.
Thank you,
especially
Spirit.
Those that they don't belong to any church.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God,
oh,
that the power of your Holy Spirit will continue
Jesus
to minister
yes,
to them.
Bless
will
their
continue
life.
To testify to them.
Bless their lives.
Because they
so
are
Father.
Also your children.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this
oh,
morning.
Thank you, Holy
we
Spirit.
Give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
amen,
amen
and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So
yeah,
wonderful.
It's been a wonderful time for prayer. And for those of you that also have written your list wanting to have babies, and for those of you that have written your list on other things that may have not been covered by the prayer today, we have hope.
and we pray. And we continue to hold on to the grace of God. It's going to be the answer to your prayer.
Yes.
And you need to believe wholeheartedly from your heart today. And I believe that we have all been blessed by the message today and been blessed by the Holy Communion today. And we are actually anticipating greater reward. You will know from the time you have tuned in into the God of Foundation program since it started until today. I believe God has taken it to a lot of stage to where you are at today. And for those of you that have just recently joined us, get ready to move to another level.
Yeah.
Get ready for God to allow you to reach another level of achievement, not only with Him, but a level of relationship that only He can allow for you. So on that note, we would like to leave you today with that word of blessing and hope that absolutely nothing is impossible with God. You need to go away from the screen today with that faith in your heart.
Amen.
That whatever that you're going through,
Amen.
You know, sometimes it can be painful, very hard to forgive and very hard to forget. But I would like to encourage you today, hold on, because there is a God and His name is Jesus, and He loves you more than anything else. And I will need you to go and feel that embrace of love that you have from God directly to you, and know that no one will ever, ever leave you, because your God is also with you at all times and always with you at all times. And on that note, like what Ngasile was saying, we have actually put it out in the papers on Friday, and should be in the papers again tomorrow, and we'll try to put it again on Wednesday. And this applies not only to church members and apply not only to churchgoers, anyone who is willing to have their marriage prayed over. There is an email address that has been advertised on the paper for you, on the printed media, on Future Son. And if you can send your details, so it's difficult to that email address, and also your other details on Viber to the number that has been given. And we're looking forward to next week. It's going to be a holy matrimony of a difference. The first maybe we have conducted is a virtual holy matrimony. We've done it for the ordainment of children. And for those of you who have their children ordained, don't forget to pick up your certificate or contact Tuvana at the office for your certificate for ordainment. And we'll also be giving certificate for the holy matrimony as well. So if you have nothing to do this afternoon and you have time, pop in at the foreshore in Suva. This is for all the eastern and central people that are tuning in today. Pop in and join us. We have a service down there. It's going to be aired on TV as well. And if you have nothing to do at home, switch into Walesi or on your phone or wherever you are. If you're far away from the TV screen, if you're at the TV screen, join us at 3 to 4 this afternoon on our service that we're going to be airing live in the afternoon. And on that note, we look forward to meet you next week. And please get ready to be married. And for those of you who are married like us, it's going to be a good time to renew your vows.
You can renew your vows. So until next week, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Any church,
hallelujah.
Because of something that happened,
yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus that this television station will become
Father,
a source of hope,
yes.
A source of strength,
Jesus' name.
A source of knowledge
in
to
Jesus'
people
name.
Out there, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Father,
thank you,
Lord,
Father. All those prayer requests that will be coming.
Yes,
all those prayer requests will be coming.
Every list
thank you, Father
Lord,
God. Those that are written
globally,
down. Those that are already planted the bread and then lit with wine. Jesus is standing there with you. If you are sitting down, He's sitting with you.
Hallelujah.
And He's standing here with us because we are standing. He said, I'll be with you until the end of time. So we'll partake the bread.
But,
morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the answer.
We speak
prayer.
Blessings
Father,
into
yes,
their
favor
life.
Favor over those prayers, Father.
Father, we also in commit Jesus the program
name.
Next week.
Oh, thank you, Holy
the
Spirit.
The holy matrimony.
Thank
you,
Father.
Father God, for the opportunity. Maybe some people are searching for a time such as this.
Yes, oh, Father.
For them that they can come to a
oh,
screen.
Hallelujah.
And they conduct their holy matrimony. Without any busy schedule of this world, any protocol of this world, or any ritual of this world. Thank you, Father God, that the door that you'll open, no one can close. So we commit the program next week.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for this program. Thank you for my television. And we thank you for all those that are tuning live.
Thank you,
especially
Spirit.
Those that they don't belong to any church.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God,
peace
that the power of your Holy Spirit will
Jesus
continue
name.
To minister
yes,
to them.
Bless
will
their
continue
life.
To testify to them.
Bless their
because
lives,
they are
Father.
Also your children.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this
Lord,
morning.
Thank you, Holy
we
Spirit.
Give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone for all the spirit out there. So let us come together and partake the bread. The Bible says when they finish, hallelujah. So,
yeah,
so wonderful.
It's been a wonderful time for prayer. And for those of you that also have written your list, wanting to have babies, and for those of you that have written your list on other things that may have not been covered by the prayer today, we have hope. And we pray, and we continue to hold on to the grace of God. It's going to be the answer to your prayer.
Yes.
And you need to believe wholeheartedly from your heart today. And I believe that we have all been blessed by the message today, and been blessed by the Holy Communion today. And we are actually anticipating greater reward. You will know from the time you have tuned in into the God of Foundation program since it started until today. I believe God has taken it to a lot of stage to where you are at today. And for those of you that have just recently joined us, get ready to move to another level.
Yeah.
Get ready for God to allow you to reach another level of achievement, only not only with Him, but a level of relationship that only He can allow for you. So on that note, we would like to leave you today with that word of blessing and hope that absolutely nothing is impossible with God. You need to go away from the screen today with that faith in your heart.
Amen.
That whatever that you're going through,
Amen.
You know, sometimes it can be painful, very hard to forgive and very hard to forget. But I would like to encourage you today, hold on, because there is a God and His name is Jesus, and He loves you more than anything else. And I will need you to go and feel that embrace of love that you have from God directly to you, and know that no one will ever, ever leave you, because your God is also with you at all times and always with you at all times. And on that,
He poured out the wine and said, "This is my blood. It's poured out for you. This is my new covenant. Always do this in remembrance of me." So let us partake together. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the bread. Represent your body.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the wine. It represents your blood. We are so thankful, but we are so blessed this morning,
Lord, thank you,
that we can stand and partake,
yes,
what you promise or command for us to do. And we receive that
tomorrow, and we'll try to put it again on Wednesdays. And this applies not only to church members, and apply not only to churchgoers, anyone who is willing to have their marriage prayed over. There is an email address that has been advertised on the paper for you, on the printed media, on Future Sun. And if you can send your details, so it's difficult, to that email address, and also your other details on Viber to the number that has been given. And we're looking forward to next week. It's going to be a holy matrimony of a difference. The first, maybe, we have conducted is a virtual holy matrimony. We've done it for the ordainment of children. And for those of you who have their children ordained, don't forget to pick up your certificate or contact Tuvana at the office for your certificate for ordainment. And we'll also be giving certificate for the holy matrimony as well. So if you have nothing to do this afternoon and you have time, pop in at the foreshore in Suva. This is for all the eastern and central people that are tuning in today. Pop in and join us. We have a service down there. It's going to be aired on TV as well. And if you have nothing to do at home, switch into Walesi or on your phone or wherever you are. If you're far away from the TV screen, if you're at the TV screen, join us at 3 to 4 this afternoon on our service that we're going to be airing live in the afternoon. And on that note, we look forward to meet you next week. And please get ready to be married. And for those of you who are married like us, it's going to be a good time to renew
you
your
can
vows
renew your
as
vows.
Well.
You yeah. can renew your vows. So until next week, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We receive the authority and power because that's your commandment.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
So today, in the name of Jesus,
oh, hallelujah,
we command all those demonic activities
in Jesus' name
to be cast out from all those that are standing with us.
In Jesus'
those
name.
Those who are believing with us.
Yes, Father.
Those who are partaking with us.
Yes, Jesus.
Get out. I command
hallelujah.
You, demon, to get out. Get
In
out
Jesus
of their
name.
Life. Get out. Because your place is a lake of fire.
In Jesus'
I
name.
I command you to leave every young man, to leave every young woman, to
in
leave
Jesus
every
name.
Man and woman, to leave every family right now
in
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name, I command you to get out. Spirit of rebellion, spirit of sickness.
Or leave in Jesus' name.
Get out in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The spirit that you bring every condemnation, every depression and anger, I bind you right now.
In Jesus' name.
Get out in Jesus' name. You got no place in the temple.
Oh, hallelujah.
I pray over couples that they are fighting,
yes,
disagreement,
oh,
or revenge. I bind the spirit of
Jesus
anger,
name.
The spirit of revenge. I
in
bind
Jesus
it right
name.
Now and cast it to
thank
the lake
God
of fire.
For
get out in
Jesus'
name.
Name.
In
oh,
Jesus' name,
Father,
we receive healing into the body.
In Jesus' name.
Receive healing to the mind.
Yes, Father.
Receive healing to the soul. To the soul right now
oh,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, that we partake the wine and the bread this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
With power and authority.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
With power and authority.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
So we step on scorpions, snakes. We cast out
oh,
every
hallelujah.
Them demonic forces and every
name.
Demons in Jesus' name.
Oh,
get
hallelujah.
Out of our school children. Get out of our young boys and our young girls. Get out of the youth in Jesus'
oh,
name.
Hallelujah.
I command you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we also pray for couples.
Yes, Father.
That they are separated and they want to come back. I
oh,
pray in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Father. We
you'll provide the way. You'll provide
oh,
the heart.
Family,
you'll
oh,
provide
the
willingness
oh,
and
yes,
the forgiveness.
In Jesus' name.
The acceptance, oh Lord.
Restoration,
you will
Father.
Heal all those hurt.
In Jesus'
you will
name.
Heal all those brokenness scattered as peace. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will put them whole again. This wonderful morning. I pray, Father God, for our students, for our school children.
Yes,
they
Father.
Are sitting as examination.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you
thank
for
you
the wisdom.
For the placement.
Thank you for the knowledge.
Oh, thank you for
thank
the
you, Father God,
Father.
Those that will go to
in
secondary
Jesus.
School.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will provide
yes, you will make
because
a way,
you are
Lord.
God.
You will make a
you will
way,
make a way when there is no way.
Oh, hallelujah.
You will open the door
yes,
because
Father.
You are the door.
Yes, in
we
Jesus
thank you,
name.
Father God, today.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for this time as
oh,
we
hallelujah.
Partake Holy Communion.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for its power.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father, for its anointing.
Oh, thank you for your intelligence and knowledge and wisdom into their lives.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
As
thank
we come
Holy
here
Spirit.
This morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for this program,
oh,
God's
thank
of our
you,
nation.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the family. Thank you for the zone. Thank you for the
yes,
pastors
Lord,
that they
the
sponsor.
Request, oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in Jesus
thank
name.
You, Father God, for all those
oh,
that are looking
in
to
Jesus
this
name.
Program
oh, Father,
as their only
you.
Church, the only time that
in
they
Jesus
worship you.
Name.
I pray, Father God, that it continue to be a power of strength,
oh, hallelujah.
Power of healing and restoration to all those people out
yes,
there.
We commit the
those that
of
have
yes, oh,
no
Lord,
church,
Jesus name.
Those that they don't belong
yes,
to any church,
Jesus
those
name.
They can't join any church
oh,
because of something that happened.
Yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus
oh,
that this television
you.
Station
yes,
will
oh,
become
Father, bless
a source
Lord.
Of hope,
yes.
A source of
in
strength,
Jesus name.
A source of knowledge
in
to
Jesus
people
name.
Out there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father
oh,
God, for this morning.
Father,
thank
you,
Father.
Father.
All those prayer requests
yes, oh,
that
Lord.
Will be coming.
Yes, oh, Lord.
All those prayer requests
oh,
will be coming.
On every list
thank you, Father
Lord,
God.
All over
those
the world.
That are written
globally,
down.
Oh, Father.
Those that are already
yes,
planned
oh,
to
Father.
Send.
Breath on
we thank you, Father God, this
Lord.
Morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the answer.
We speak.
Oh,
blessings
Father,
into
yes,
their life.
Favor over those prayers, Father.
Father, we also
in
commit the program
name.
Next week.
Oh, thank you, Holy
the
Spirit.
Holy matrimony.
Thank
you,
Father
God, for the opportunity. Maybe some people are searching for a time such as this.
Yes, oh, Father.
For them that they can come to a
oh,
screen
hallelujah.
And they conduct their holy matrimony without any busy schedule of this world, any protocol of this world, or any ritual of this world. Thank you, Father God, that the door that you'll open, no one can close. So we commit the program next week.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for this program. Thank you for my television. And we thank you for all those that are tuning live.
Thank you, Holy
especially
Spirit.
Those that they don't belong to any church.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God,
oh,
that the power of your Holy Spirit will continue to minister
yes,
to them.
Father, bless
will
their
continue
life.
To testify to them.
Bless their
because
lives,
they are
Father.
Also your children.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for this
Lord,
morning.
Thank you, Holy
we
Spirit.
We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say,
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
yeah,
wonderful.
It's been a wonderful time for prayer. And for those of you that also have written your list, wanting to have babies, and for those of you that have written your list on other things that may have not been covered by the prayer today, we have hope. And we pray, and we continue to hold on to the grace of God. It's going to be the answer to your prayer.
Yes.
And you need to believe wholeheartedly from your heart today. And I believe that we have all been blessed by the message today, and been blessed by the Holy Communion today. And we're actually anticipating greater reward. You will know from the time you have tuned in into the God of Foundation program since it started until today. I believe God has taken it to a lot of stage to where you are at today. And for those of you that have just recently joined us, get ready to move to another level.
Yeah.
Get ready for God to allow you to reach another level of achievement, only not only with Him, but a level of relationship that only He can allow for you. So on that note, we would like to leave you today with that word of blessing and hope that absolutely nothing is impossible with God. You need to go away from the screen today with that faith in your heart.
Amen.
That whatever that you're going through,
Amen.
You know, sometimes it can be painful, very hard to forgive and very hard to forget, but I would like to encourage you today, hold on, because there is a God and His name is Jesus, and He loves you more than anything else. And I will need you to go and feel that embrace of love that you have from God directly to you, and know that no one will ever, ever leave you, because your God is also with you at all times, and always with you at all times. And on that note, like what Ngasile was saying, we have actually put it out in the papers on Friday, and should be in the papers again tomorrow, and we'll try to put it again on Wednesday. And this applies not only to church members, and apply not only to church goers, anyone who is willing to have their marriage prayed over. There is an email address that has been advertised on the paper for you, on the printed media, on Future Son. And if you can send your details, so it's difficult, to that email address, and also your other details on Viber to the number that has been given. And we're looking forward to next week. It's going to be a holy matrimony of a difference. The first maybe we have conducted is a virtual holy matrimony. We've done it for the ordainment of children. And for those of you who have their children ordained, don't forget to pick up your certificate or contact Tuvana at the office for your certificate for ordainment. And we'll also be giving certificate for the holy matrimony as well. So if you have nothing to do this afternoon and you have time, pop in at the foreshore in Suva. This is for all the eastern and central people that are tuning in today. Pop in and join us. We have a service down there. It's going to be aired on TV as well. And if you have nothing to do at home, switch into Walesi or on your phone or wherever you are. If you're far away from the TV screen, if you're at the TV screen, join us at 3 to 4 this afternoon on our service that we're going to be airing live in the afternoon. And on that note, we look forward to meet you next week. And please get ready to be married. And for those of you who are married like us, it's going to be a good time to renew
you
your
can
vows
renew your
as
vows.
Well.
You yeah. can renew your vows. So until next week, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.